The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Guy Alalane, who is the founder of Fellows for the Earth, which has the website fellowsforthe.earth. And his organization focuses on sustainable technologies, which are inspired by how nature works. And Guy, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Absolutely. It's great to have you as well. And before we talk about Fellows for the Earth, please tell us a little bit about your background and how your organization got started.
Yeah, sure. Well, it all started actually when I was still a student, and I founded my first company then, a consulting firm with a couple of friends, and I really enjoyed being an entrepreneur. And that feeling didn't go away. So when I finished my studies, I thought, let's start a company. And then it was like a big question mark. What am I going to do? So I ended up working first a little bit for a year and a half as a consultant, and then hit it off as a freelancer, doing quite a lot of work in consulting, project management, in IT for all kinds of organizations, profit, nonprofits, corporates, both domestic here in the Netherlands and internationally. And I really liked the entrepreneuring part, but at some point I felt that just earning a lot of money was not enough anymore. And that feeling kept nagging on me. So the heart and head, so to say, were not aligned anymore. And I decided to quit. So, and that was sort of the beginning of Fellows for the Earth, because I wanted to do something else. I wanted to do something entrepreneurial. I soon found I wanted to do something with sustainability and circular economy, but I didn't really know what. So I decided to go and drink 100 cups of coffee with all kinds of people in that new field I didn't really know about. And that journey sort of culminated into Fellows for the Earth, because on that journey, I found out that I really like the topic. I really like being an entrepreneur, and I really like technology and innovation in that field. So in the sustainability and circular economy field. And the thing I experienced along the way too is that I like technology, but I am not a technical expert or a scientist in that field, so to say. But I did find a gap in that, because I came across a lot of good ideas and innovations which sort of ended up on a dusty shelf because the person who thought of it moved on to his next paper or lacked the expertise of launching a company and putting that into the world. And that's why I discovered that it takes different skill sets to launch it and build a company versus to think of and develop the technology. And that's where the two came together, and that's what Fellows for the Earth is doing. So with my company, I start a startup together with the technical expert or a researcher or a research institute to build a company around that sustainable innovation and help all those good ideas not ending up on the shelf, but putting that into the world. And for me, it's very important that in that journey and in the things I do, that it all, like you said in the intro, that it is sustainable, that it's based on things, how the earth works, how smart things from nature we can incorporate in the way we design our lives. So that was the birth, so to say, of Fellows for the Earth and how the organization was started. And this was, let's say, November 2018, I think, that I launched the Fellows.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I appreciate that background there. And it's also inspiring to hear about entrepreneurs like yourself kind of having a moment of reckoning and realizing that there's more out there than just making money. And how can we create businesses that are good for the planet, but obviously you want to, you know, make a living off of too. So that's really inspiring there. Let's dive a little bit deeper on your offerings, you know, circular businesses, clean energy, food, forestry, et cetera. We'd love to hear more about your offerings.
Yeah. So in that journey I just told you about, I came across a whole lot of ideas. I mean, if you talk about sustainability of circular economy, then I mean, you can do the world, so to say, right? And I found that there were a couple of topics that really interested me. And I sort of categorized these in the three areas you just mentioned. So I have the circular business model crew that specifically looks at topics, ideas, technologies that really work on the circle. So one of the things that really interested me from the beginning on is how can we do something with CO2, carbon dioxide? How can we use that as a means for good instead of, you know, just burning fuels and exhaust and put it into the air. And there are a lot of nice and interesting applications of that. So other than that, obviously, there are more topics I'm interested in. And I have in each of these buckets a couple of ideas I'm working on and trying to sort of look for technologies to match with that. But CO2 is one of the things I really want to do something with within the circular business model crew. And then the other two, like clean energy, really focuses on how can we, instead of, you know, making the circular model, also focus on how can we make it clean. So instead of having CO2 as a result of your energy production, how to do it without. And this is actually one of the fields I started a company in last summer, in building a new kind of fuel cell. So how to generate electricity without fossil fuels. And then the third one is a different one, which I really like as well, food, forestry, and agro. I mean, we are like 6-7 billion people at the moment. How can we make sure we all can eat and live while we also keep our planet alive in a sustainable way? And one of the books that really inspired me here was The Blue Economy by Gunter Pauli. And he describes all kinds of examples of how nature actually is very innovative and very smart. And we are not sometimes by putting a lot of, you know, technology and money into developing things, which are already in nature available. You just have to look at it a different way. So one of the things I came across here, for example, is how can we use fungi instead of pesticides? Because fungi keep a lot of bugs and diseases away too. So there's a company in Portland, Oregon Portland, that actually is a big player in this field, which I really admire. So in terms of how to translate those fields to services, so within these three fields, I'm looking for technologies to build a startup with. So looking for people, scientists who have the technology, let's say almost the first prototype or almost there, to see if we can explore together in a very lean startup design thinking way what works, what doesn't. So they do the technology part, and my part in that is then to look at the business model. How can we make money from this? What is the market? What are our customers? How are we going to get finance? All those kind of things to get the company going. And the idea is that the first company I'm going to set up myself, well, I did the first one, which failed, the one I talked about. So I exited that January this year, unsuccessfully, unfortunately. I'm now in the process of scouting for new technologies and launching the next one with the idea that the funds that come from an exit of that, so after 3 to 5 years, so to say, when it's really out of its startup phase, I can fund other fellows to sort of create a flywheel, a catalyst effect. And that the fellows really become multiple fellows for the earth who are all building companies, are all building sustainable startups, so that it sort of grows and grows in a sustainable way. So that's the story about how it works.
That's great. That's great. And you know, you kind of hinted to this in my next question, but I'll ask it anyway. Overall, from a high level perspective, why do you think our planet needs these kinds of services and solutions?
Well, to me, there's no other way. If you want to keep living here in a sustainable way, if you want to, you know, we and the generations after us want to be sort of live and enjoy life, that's, let's say, in our Western society where we, let's say, all our basic needs are met. But even for a lot of people who not even those basic needs are met, how can we make sure to do that? And to me, that's the company, an entrepreneur is the vessel for change. I really believe in that model, in that companies, if you can build something that someone is willing to pay for, then your company is sustainable because you get enough resources so it can grow. But what you're doing is sustainable too. And in that sense, it's twice sustainable, both for the earth and your company. And that's the model I believe in. And I believe that we need to do that. Because in my quest, how to get the quest I shared with you and how I founded Fellows for the Earth, I had a thorough look at all the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, and thought of what is the thing I think is most important. And for me, it feels that we need to take care of our planet first. We need to take care of our Earth first before we can do the other things. And fortunately, there are a whole lot of people working on the other topics as well, right? Because there's not one of them which is not important. But to me, this felt as the most important one, to take care of our planet. And that's why I built Fellows for the Earth and am building it every day. And that's why I think our planet needs these kinds of services and solutions.
That's outstanding. I love it. I love it. And that is also a perfect segue into my next question, because your website is fantastic, because it's fellowsforthe.earth, which really kind of captures your brand right there. And as a .earth domain user, why did you choose .earth?
Well, it's like you said, it's quite obvious at some point, right? Because .earth is in the company name. And it started all out with a big brainstorm of, well, like a couple of days and, you know, stopping and doing and talking with my wife and, you know, scratching things off. And then suddenly there was the name Fellas for the Earth. And that really resonated with me in like, this is what the company is going to be called like. And then obviously you think of the branding and how I'm putting going to put it into the world. And I always like the technology part of it and in websites. And then I have an IT sort of background and my other life as a freelancer. And I want it to be as short as possible, these URLs. I mean, the longer it is, the more typos you have. And I really liked it, let's say, from an aesthetic perspective too, fellas40.earth, nothing.com.co.gov.company, whatever, just that. You know, it's clean, simple, it resonates, it really is what it's about. So for me, it was like, yeah, there's no other option than to use that. And then fortunately, the domain name was still available. So it was like, you know, yeah, one and one is three. I need to have this. And so it went.
Oh, nice. That's great. Appreciate those insights there about how .earth is really helping you out there. Yeah. And, you know, let's talk about the future. What's your kind of long-term vision for Fellows for the Earth?
Well, I think I shared it a little bit already. So my idea is that one of the first startups that's going to be successful needs to be sort of the basis for getting other ones on board. Maybe this is going to change, right? Maybe that's not going fast enough and I'm going to look for investors and Fellows for the Earth as well. But initially, my plan now is to look for my next startup, my next technology, founders, co-founders, scientists to build the next venture with and grow that and use that as a sort of catalyst for next and other fellows and other ventures. So like I said, I exited the first one in January this year. That didn't really work out. But that's the lesson and journey as an entrepreneur as well. I mean, if you don't try, you're never going to know. Yeah, that's why I'm just doing this. And I'm actually in touch now with a couple of research institutes in the Netherlands and technologists who have a new technology for heat storage. So we're talking about electricity a lot, energy, heat is another topic. And they have a very low tech, but very efficient solution to store heat. So it actually has no energy loss. So 100% of the heat you store, you can take out again. And that's something I'm exploring now with them. They want to create a spin-off company. So possibly that's going to be something for me as a CEO or co-founder or something like that. So that's the sort of next step. And then and more down the road, yeah, I envision a larger group of people who are building companies. Maybe a fun story to add to that and how the company and the idea came into being for Fellows for the Earth. I actually drew, sketched on a big canvas how the building is going to look like, where we're going to finally end up in. It was a Dutch title. The Hall of Experiments would be the translation. And I really drew that with, you know, first, second, third, fourth floor. How does it look like? And that was the start of the idea of the fellows and how it came into being. So by visualizing how the, let's say, office in an old reuse factory looked like, that sort of was the foundation for how I came into the rest of the strategy and the vision and ideas for the fellows. So within, let's say, 5 to maybe 10, but the aim is earlier years, that building is going to be there and we as the fellows are going to inhabit it and build sustainable startups from there.
Oh, that's great. What a wonderful future vision. And just overall, what you're doing, I think truly is the future of what we need to be thinking about in terms of capitalism. So I hope in many ways you are one of the early visionaries that, you know, we look back on in 20 years, like, yeah, this is really the change that we needed in our capitalist system to really help the planet. So really, really awesome stuff.
That would be something, eh?
Yes, indeed. And, you know, Guy, I really appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
No, I don't think so. I just, really, again, would like to thank you for your time and space on your podcast to tell my story, for reaching out to me. And yeah, I'm really happy to tell my story. And maybe the thing to add would be, as a question to your listeners, if you hear the story and come across or have come across ideas, technologies that you thought, hey, we need this, but why is it not there yet? Or come across a scientist, or you are that scientist who has that idea and technology possibly, but don't want to build a company, or you have other plans, feel free to reach out. I'm happy to get in touch and learn and see if we can do something together or not. That could be too, but I'm very happy to explore and meet new people in this field. I'm based in the Netherlands, but that's just, you know, a geographic border. Like Fellows for the Earth, my focus is on the world too. So do not let that be a border for reaching out.
All right, great. Well, that's a perfect way to end it there. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Guy Alalane, who is the founder of Fellows for the Earth, which has the website fellowsforthe.earth. And Fellows for Earth focuses on sustainable technologies, which are inspired by how nature works. And Guy, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.